Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here, and welcome back to the Anxious and Depressed Club. You know, that space where we talk about all things mental health, but with a whole lot of laughter and honesty thrown in. Today, we're diving into something super juicy, self-awareness. I know, it sounds a little bit like your yoga instructor's favorite word, right? But trust me on this one, folks. Self-awareness is the secret sauce to unlocking genuine happiness. And before you roll your eyes and think, Laura, easy there, tiger, just hear me out. Ever feel like you're bouncing from one emotional roller coaster to another with no idea what triggered it? Or maybe you find yourself stuck in patterns of behavior that leave you feeling drained and frustrated. Well, my friend, self-awareness is the GPS that can help navigate those tricky terrains. So let's break it down. Here are five things you need to know about self-awareness and why it's the key to unlocking happiness. Number one. Self-awareness is all about recognizing your thoughts, feelings, and behaviors, even the messy ones. It's like taking a mental inventory of yourself, but instead of counting socks, you're counting emotions. It's about understanding what makes you tick, what lights you up, and what brings you down. You know that feeling when you're scrolling through social media, and suddenly you're comparing yourself to everyone else. That's a lack of self-awareness in action. Self-aware people know their strengths and weaknesses and aren't constantly measuring themselves against others. Number two. Self-awareness helps you set boundaries because let's face it, we all have those moments where we feel like saying no but somehow end up saying yes instead. Knowing your limits emotionally, physically, and mentally is crucial for preventing burnout and protecting your well-being. Number three. Self-awareness helps you build stronger relationships. Think about it, when you understand yourself better, you can understand others better too. It's like having a secret decoder ring for human behavior. You become more empathetic, more patient, and less likely to take things personally. Number four. Self-awareness is the foundation for personal growth. When you know your strengths and weaknesses, you can focus on developing those strengths and working on those areas where you need improvement. It's like a roadmap for your journey. Knowing where you are now allows you to map out your path to where you want to go. And finally, number five. Self-awareness is about accepting yourself, flaws and all. We're not talking about becoming complacent or ignoring areas that need work. We're talking about embracing the whole package, the good, the bad, and the messy. Because let's be honest, life is a beautiful mess. Now, I want you to think back to a time when you felt truly happy, genuinely joyful, not just superficially content. What were you doing? Who were you with? How did you feel in your body? Think about it for a second. See, self-awareness is like that internal compass guiding us towards those moments of pure bliss. When we pay attention to our thoughts, feelings, and behaviors, we start to recognize the patterns that lead to happiness. Take my friend Sarah, for example. She used to be a chronic people pleaser, always putting everyone else's needs before her own. It left her feeling drained and resentful. But she started practicing self-awareness, paying attention to how certain situations made her feel, learning to say no more often, and prioritizing her own well-being. And guess what? She blossomed. She discovered a newfound sense of confidence and joy, and she wasn't constantly sacrificing herself for others. So remember this. Happiness isn't some magical destination we stumble upon. It's a journey of continuous growth and self-discovery. And the first step on that journey is cultivating self-awareness. Self-awareness is like unlocking a treasure chest filled with possibilities so you can finally understand yourself, set healthy boundaries, cultivate meaningful relationships, and unlock your full potential for happiness. So I challenge you to start paying attention to your thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. What are the patterns that bring you joy? What triggers your stress? By becoming more aware of yourself, you're taking a giant leap towards living a happier, more fulfilling life. Now, don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little self-love boost. Tag us on social media and let us know what resonated with you. And remember, you're not alone in this journey. We're all figuring it out together, one mindful moment at a time. See you in the next episode.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.